Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chin.
Hey there, race fans. It's that time again. It's time for Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I'm your host, Infield Chin, and I am ready to kick off tonight's show. Now, a little preview, I'll be speaking with Chris Ford, who was an ARCA official and has a very special weekend at Pocono Raceway himself. He'll be on the line a little later, but first, I hope everyone tuned in had a great week since our last show. I know I did. On Thursday afternoon last week, Brian, me, our crew, we all piled into the Suburban we had, and not my big blue beast. That thing is gone, thank God. But we rented a Suburban from Enterprise Rent a Car, and when we picked it up, I was just like, ooh. So it was in a lot better shape than my Suburban was, but I didn't want to drive it. It was just, if I never get into a Suburban again, it'll be too soon. You know what I mean? But anyway, we all packed up and headed to Pocono Raceway again. We went up there to work with Matt Krzyzewski and the 54 team in the ARCA Racing Series. Now here's something that I want to clear up because I've been getting a lot of questions about it and there's like a lot of confusion. So Matt Krzyzewski, who drives the number 54 Costey Chevrolet in the ARCA Racing Series, is the owner and driver of that car and team. Okay, Brian Keselowski is serving as his crew chief for Matt for those races, and you know we house Matt's car at our race shop in Mooresville. His dad is Brian, his dad Bob, and our crew. We work on the car for Matt, and we manage his deal, but that's it. Okay, now Brian is not the listed car owner for that team. Okay, now with that, Brian does own his own ARCA car, and that is his number 29 Ford Fusion. Brian owns and drives that car for himself. Brian, his dad Bob, and our crew also work on Brian's car. So the 54 car is for Matt to drive, and he owns it, and the 29 car is for Brian to drive, and he owns it. I spent a lot of time lately explaining that individually to like a lot of fans, you know, others even in the industry. So hopefully this little explanation here clears it up a little bit better. Okay, so we get to Pocono, Pennsylvania on Thursday night, and we stayed at the Holiday Inn Express in Jerome, Pennsylvania. And I got to say, the management team there, Amber and Mindy, you guys rock. They were really nice, very accommodating to us as a team. So it was a great place, and you know, we will definitely stay there again. Anyhow, so we get to the track, we unload and get to work Friday morning. And it's the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series and the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series was also there at Pocono this weekend. We didn't get any garage sales this time, but that's okay. We weren't complaining. We were actually set up in the truck garage on the side with plenty of room to work right outside our hauler, which was kind of nice when you think about it because if you have a garage stall in the garage, in the NASCAR garage, right, your car is set up in the garage and toolbox and whatnot. In the hauler is usually a good distance away, so you kind of have to walk back and forth a bunch of times and, you know, whatever. But this time, our car was right outside the hauler. So, you know, you really didn't have to walk far to go get anything you really needed. So it's pretty cool. Okay, so Matt did really well in practice. He finished sixth place overall by the time our practice sessions ended. And he went on to qualify in fourth position. And, you know, it was a heck of a race. Only a 50-lap race, and Matt led just over half of that. So too bad one of those laps that he led, it just wasn't the one at the end. But Matt did go on to finish in third place in his Costey's Energy Services Chevrolet. Car is in good shape, so it'll be ready to go for his next race, which will be at Kentucky Speedway on September 25th. And I got to tell you, I really can't wait for that race because I haven't been to Kentucky Speedway yet, and I'll get to cross that one there off my list. So, yeah, we are looking forward to that one. So anyhow, back to Matt Kay. So he's now in the lead for the Hoosier Super Speedway Challenge, and that's part of a special awards program that that ARCA has in place. There are a lot of special awards in the program, and if you'd like to kind of see all those awards and who's in contention for winning them in each category, just go to arcaracing.com, click on the points, and then click on the 2015 drop-down menu and select the last option on the menu, which is the 2015 ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards Special Awards option. It's pretty cool, so check it out. But we are in first for that one. So it was Cole Custer in the Double Daryl Haas Automation Chevrolet that took the win at Pocono Speedway, Raceway. But I have to say, Matt gave it a really good run. And you know, I can't tell you how bad both Matt and Brian wanted to win that race. Brian has never raced at Pocono in any series there, and it's a place that he's always wanted to run and always wanted to win. Now, of course, a win would be great, you know, because it would have been even, you know, but it would have been even more special for Brian to do it there because, well, Pocono Raceway and the Kieslowskis have a true family-winning tradition there. You see, Bob Kieslowski and Ron Kieslowski and Brad Kieslowski have all won races at Pocono. So Brian's due for a win to make it complete, you know, and honestly, a win's a win. So sure, Brian would love to go down there and win as a driver, but to win as a crew chief is nothing to look down upon, you know. And, hey, a win is a win, and we'll take it either way. We'd be happy about it. We had a little discussion going on my social pages a couple of days ago, and there were some fans saying that, you know, it wouldn't count if he won as a crew chief or, you know, he shouldn't consider it a win and blah, blah, blah. All I can say with assurance is that Brian would consider it a win since, you know, he is the one who put that car together. He worked on it day in and day out, and, you know, he built a winning car, whether or not he drove it, you know. So if that car would have won, Brian was the one who would have, you know, made that car good enough to get it to victory lane for that driver. So, you know, I guess it depends on how you look at it. If you look at it a fan versus, you know, me, who knows exactly what went into it and all that, and, you know, look at it from a team or an insider's view, you know. Bottom line, a win is a win, and that's all there is to it. But, yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to Cole Custer and his team. So, congrats on their win at Pocono Raceway. Guys did a heck of a job. We had a great car. Cole drove it well, and really, they did deserve to be in victory lane. So, I have no doubt that Matt Krajewski will also get to victory lane one day because he's consistently a contender when he gets in the car. You know, other drivers and teams on the track know now that he's proven himself as a driver and a win for the way. So he's come a long way as a driver himself since I've known him, and I got to say, he did a great job in his post-race interview with Caitlin Vincey on Fox Sports 2, and he can only improve from here, and you know, we're tossing around some thoughts of having him run full-time next year, provided we find a sponsor to help fund it, and you know, if we're successful in doing that, I really have no doubt that Matt will see victory lane multiple times. So I may as well throw this out there. If you're listening and you want to get on board as a sponsor for Matt Krajewski, contact me and let's get to victory lane. Now I want to share with you a unique fan request that I was able to take care of at Pocono Raceway this weekend. The request was pretty cool, and it really goes to show how the power of social media is so freaking awesome. So there was a fan in attendance at the track. His name is Bill Robbins, and he forgot his ARCA racing hat at home, and he only had a fedora to wear to cover his head. You definitely did need a hat at the track this weekend, and wearing a fedora at the racetrack, it's really not the right thing to put on your head, you know? Anyway, he could have went to the souvenir superstore and, you know, bought any hat, but he really wanted an ARCA hat from the series itself. And there wasn't much ARCA stuff to buy outside the track. I never met this man before, and he didn't even know about me as infield gen or what I do to fulfill fan requests, but as it turns out, we have a very cool mutual friend. This friend, Paul Wilkinson, is all the way out in California. And he saw Bill's post and immediately contacted me and made the introduction socially between me and Bill. I still hadn't met him in person at this point. So we started messaging back and forth, and, you know, he tells me a story, and I posted about it and said, you know, it was a fan request that I was going to do my best to fulfill. So the next day when I got to the ARCA garage, I went and saw Mike Ewer, who was, he is one of the, you know, bigwigs in ARCA, and I told him the story. But the best part was he told me that he saw my social post about it the night before, and it was happy to help. So he went into the ARCA hall. He came out with an ARCA Victory Lane hat just for Bill. I thanked him, snapped a picture of the hat with the ARCA hall behind it, and posted it on my social pages to let Bill and everyone else know that I got the hat and I needed to deliver it. Well, about 45 minutes later, I got to meet Bill and his wife in person at the gate to the ARCA garage at Pocono Raceway, and I gave him a hat. He asked me why I did this for him, and, you know, I explained to him that as infield gen, this is kind of part of what I do, and he wanted to pay me. And I said, no, I don't want your money. That's not part of it. I didn't take the money, and I told him, you know, just have a really good time, and you know, this is just part of what I do. So needless to say, he was really appreciative. I took a picture with him wearing the hat, posted it up on social media, I told him to enjoy the rest of his weekend, and I got back to work. It was pretty cool, and, you know, I guess it's safe to say I have another fan now. Thanks, Bill. All right, so all weekend long, people at the track and online were asking me, you know, when are we going to put Brian Keselowski back in the number 29 ARCA racing car? Well, I really didn't have an answer for them until yesterday afternoon when we finally secured the funds that we needed to say, okay, yeah, we're good to go, and we're going to go to the race this weekend at Burlington Raceway in Warren, Michigan, not Germany. Oh, my God. We'll be with the ARCA Racing Series this weekend in Michigan. Now, you're laughing like me, but I got to tell you, I had quite a few people congratulate me on going to Germany this weekend. I can't. So let me clear it up. No, we're not ARCA racing in another country this weekend. We're going to Michigan, Brian's home state, and I think we're going to have a great turnout from the Keselowski clan. Brian's brother Brad was at Lucas Oil Raceway a couple weeks ago cheering Brian on in the pits, and it was really cool to have him there. Now, I know that meant a lot to Brian, but it's, you know, because it's not really too often that that would happen, and it was really cool to see, you know. But this weekend, I hear a lot of Brian's cousins and extended family will be at the Speedway to cheer Brian on, and that really is just awesome, you know. So I can't wait. And also can't wait to see Brian back on track again because, you know, a couple weeks ago, I saw him on track a couple weeks ago, I want to see him again. We got a really good call for Berlin Speedway. You know, it's a familiar place for Brian to race and win at. Brian saw his first victory lane there in 2006 and again in 2007. And so did his dad, Bob Keselowski, in 1986. So Berlin is a special place for them, and it would be really great to see Brian in victory lane there for the third time this weekend. So since yesterday, we've been scrambling to get things in order, you know, and get them ready since, you know, we're used to the last-minute shuffle, you know, and we're on it. Decals have already been, you know, figured out and ordered thanks to Alex Buchanan of IDPRaps.com, located in Concord, North Carolina. We will have decals printed up really quickly and have them on our car in time. So our hotel accommodations have been taken care of thanks to the Riverfront Hotel in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area. And, you know, we couldn't have done it without the sponsorship from our buddy Jamie Shoke, owner of Shoke Construction Company out of Pennsylvania. They're fully licensed and insured, so if you're up in the Pennsylvania or surrounding areas and you need some work done to your home, your office, or you want to build all new structures, you know, just give them a call for a free estimate at 814-671-0325. Now, I'm not saying this just because Jamie is our friend and a sponsor for our team this weekend, but his company really does good work, and I've seen the before and after pictures, so really cool stuff. But really, a huge shout-out to you, Jamie, for coming on board and getting Brian back on track this weekend. We really appreciate it. All right, a quick recap of what went on this past weekend in the NASCAR world. Kyle Busch went on to take the checkered flag in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, Pocono Mountains 150. Another awesome win for Kyle, but unfortunately that did not carry over to his NASCAR Sprint Cup efforts, where he ran out of gas on the last lap while out in front of the pack. And it sure looked like another win for him, but it wasn't meant to be this week. He went from P1 with a lap to go when his fuel tank ran dry, and he went on to finish in 21st position for that cup race. Not good. Joey Logano, who was in P2, also ran out of gas, making Matt Kenseth the leader and winner of the NASCAR Sticko Series Windows 10 400. While all that good stuff was going on at Pocono Raceway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series was battling it out at Iowa Speedway. Ryan Blaney went on to take the top spot in his number 22 discount tire Ford for Penske Racing. Now, we'll get into what's coming up next, car and ARCA series, a little later on the show. But for now, I want to get my guest of honor tonight, Chris Ford, on the line and hear his amazing story. Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris, you on the line? Hello?
Maybe I should hang
up. Hey, Chris, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Chris?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show. And, you know, I've actually never had an official on my show, so, you know, this is going to be a first, and it's going to be good. So let's just, I want to start from the beginning. When did you become interested in racing, and how did it lead you to become an official in the ARCA series?
I really started getting racing back around 1992, just flipping through my channels on the TV one Sunday and came upon the race, and they were showing Jeff Gordon's car, And I thought it was a really neat-looking car, so I sat there and watched the race. I don't even remember what racetrack it was anymore. And just that's how it started out for me, just that moment, and watched the race and been a fan ever since.
Nice. So when did you first start as an official in the ARCA series, and, you know, what was that like? How'd you get the job?
I started in ARCA in 2009. Actually, I started out volunteering at Pocono Raceway back in 1997. They got a really neat volunteer group up there called Team Pocono, and I started out with them in 1997. And just gotten to talking to the right people, and some people that were also involved in Team Pocono moved on to ARCA, and some of them are even involved in NASCAR now. But I just got to talking to the right people, and got to meet Bobby Thompson, the tech director for ARCA, and that was it from there. I asked him if they needed help. He said, yeah, and it started from there.
Nice. So you've been official since 2009?
Correct.
Okay. Well, now, I know that, you know, a lot of people have walked away from the sport, you know, and when they leave, they always say that they're never coming back, but, you know, they usually always do. So do you
right.
think that that's going to be you one day?
Well, actually, I left the ARCA series right after Chicagoland. I got in contact with reconnected with a woman last year and started a relationship with her, and we made plans to be married and everything, and I figured that with us trying to start a new life together, that the traveling probably wouldn't be the best thing for it right off the bat. So I decided to put an end to the traveling part.
Gotcha. Well, what was your favorite part about being official in the ARCA series?
Well, my most favorite thing was the last 3 years. I got the privilege of driving the marketing hauler to and from each racetrack, so I really enjoyed that part of it. And the interaction with the teams and the crews and the drivers, I really enjoyed all of that.
Cool. Well, if there was something that like you had, what was your least favorite part? If you had to pick one thing.
My least favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Being on the job.
I would have to say the one-day shows. You know, getting to the racetrack at 6 o'clock in the morning and leaving at 2 o'clock the next morning. I mean, they were some long days.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. We got one this weekend coming up, actually.
Yes, you do.
But I have a question for you, and I don't know if you can answer it, but I'm hoping that you can. Now, I've been in both the NASCAR and ARCA garages, and, you know, as you know, that they're really, really different. But in the NASCAR garage, you know, a crew chief or a team member does not publicly get upset with the officials or, you know, make a scene, you know. And if they do, they get a one-way ticket to the NASCAR Ola. Now, I've noticed in the ARCA garage, it's quite the opposite, and there doesn't seem to be any consequences for it. Can you explain why that's tolerated in ARCA? And, I mean, I can't wrap my head around it.
I wish I could help you with that. I'm as confused with that question as you are. I really don't know. I've seen it many times, but at the same time, I've seen some get reprimanded for it. So, it doesn't happen too crazy often. But the main thing is the way I handled it was, you know, these guys are competitors. And, you know, they want everything that they can get, and I never took anything personally. You know, they were just upset at a situation or whatever, and you just let it roll off your back, and next week you start all over again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. All right, well, let me get to the main reason why I had you come on the show tonight. Now, you know, as Info Gen, I'm usually in the loop on cool things that go on at the track, you know, even whether I'm there or not, and I usually know about it, but you really threw me for a loop when I found out after the fact what you did at Pocono this past weekend. So please tell everyone, you know, and me what you did, and you know, give me some details. What'd you do?
Well, actually, I got married in Victory Circle.
So cool.
And the story is actually very good. Like I had said before about why I left the series, last year at Pocono, I got reconnected with an old friend who we have known each other since we were in first grade. And we got reconnected at Pocono Raceway, and after that we started a relationship, and things got very serious. And back around Thanksgiving time, I asked her to marry me, and she said yes, fortunately for me. And we did originally plan to have a wedding next year, but then we were talking about it. I said, hey, how awesome would it be if we could get married where everything started? And
cool.
She thought that was a great idea. So what I did was I actually contacted Pocono through their Facebook page and told them the story, and they got back in contact with me within a couple days and said, yep, absolutely, we can do that. Let's get it done, and we got it done. Yep.
Oh, my God, that's really cool. So the ceremony was actually held in Victory Lane?
Yep, it was in Victory Lane. There was... we originally wanted to try and do it on Friday night, but because of the scheduling and all that, it wasn't going to work. So they had us. They asked us if Saturday was going to be an issue. I said, no, we'll move it. That's not a problem at all. There was actually a wedding ceremony before ours.
I didn't know about any of this.
Yeah, there was a ceremony somewhere right around 5:30-ish, and... then our ceremony started right around 6:45. And I can't say enough, me or my wife can't say enough about Pocono Raceway. They were absolutely incredible with the way they handled everything. Their hospitality was way more than we could ever hope for. It was really, really good. And we actually had... Caleb Higgins, the ARCA chaplain, performed the ceremony for us.
I was going to ask who did that. Okay, cool. He's a good guy. Very cool.
He's awesome. He did a fantastic job.
Nice. How many people did you have in your wedding party?
There was two groomsmen, and then I had my best man and a groomsman, and she had a maid of honor and one bridesmaid.
Cool. So what kind of amenities and hospitality did the track provide to you, your bride and guest?
We had full reign of Victory Lane, whatever we wanted to do. They met us all out at the ticket office, and then escorted all the cars in, had us park right in the paddock area, which is right behind Victory Lane, so the people didn't have to walk very far. And like I said, they gave us full reign of Victory Lane, whatever we wanted to do. We did the ceremony, pictures in Victory Lane. They allowed us out on the racetrack at the start-finish line to take pictures. And we were actually able to sign the start-finish line, Mr. and Mrs. Ford, and the date, and just married. It was really, really awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Now, did you have the reception at the track as well?
No, we didn't have the reception quite yet. We all went to dinner afterwards and had some drinks and stuff. Didn't get too out of hand, but the reception's going to come a little bit at a later time.
Nice. So you're not on your honeymoon right now?
No, I am not, unfortunately. I am sitting at home, and we got married Saturday and stayed up in the Mount Pocono area Saturday night into Sunday, and then came home Sunday night and right back to work on Monday.
Gotcha. All right. So then you'll take your ceremony a little later on.
Absolutely.
Now, as infotainer, one question that I ask everyone that comes on my show, or that's in the industry and whatnot, I always ask them, what's your most memorable experience with a race fan that you've had on the job?
Oh, geez, that I've had. I had a fan ask me for an autograph one time. I was, remember right, I was standing out. We were doing ARCA qualifying. It was one of the, wasn't many times at all I worked pit road for the ARCA qualifying, and somebody came over or yelled to me and asked me to sign their program for them. So I did, but it was really not a big deal.
Yeah.
I kind of asked them. I said, what do you want my autograph for? I'm just an official. And they wanted it, so I gave it to them.
Very cool. So if there's a fan out there that wants to break into the industry and wants to do essentially what you were doing, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
I would really say kind of start at your local racetrack. You know, Pocono is my home track. So I started out there, and that was all by accident, too. I was at the motorsports show in Oaks, Pennsylvania, and Pocono had a booth there, and I filled out a form for it and just started volunteering at the racetrack. So I would say start at your local tracks, and, you know, you get to know – it's surprising how many people you get to know when you're at the racetrack, how many people that can help you in ways to move on with things that you want to do.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, that's really awesome. You know, and I want to congratulate you again on your wedding, and I wish you and your wife, Krista, all the happiness in the world. I really like hearing about racetrack weddings, so, you know, if you ever renew your vows in a few years and whatnot, you know, at a racetrack, you know, let me know this time.
Absolutely.
I'll go and bring the camera.
It wouldn't surprise me if we would do it again next year at Pocono.
Oh, cool. Well, invite me. I'll bring the camera. I'll bring a bottle of champagne. You know, congratulations, lots of luck with the new job, too. I just want to thank you for coming on the show to talk with me. And, you know, I know that, you know, a lot of engaged race fans out there would love to get, you know, hitched at the track. And I think you gave them some pretty good information on how to do it.
Contact your track. So 9 times out of 10, I'm pretty sure that they'll do it for people.
Awesome. All right, well, cool. Well, I will definitely miss you at the track this weekend at Berlin, but thanks for coming on the show, and I'll keep in touch with you.
Thank you very much, Jen.
All right, take it easy.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye. Well, that's so cool. I mean, it's really cool. He got married at Pocono Raceway, and the process wasn't too difficult for him to do. So, hey, if you're out there and you're engaged or you want to get engaged, and if you're a huge race fan who doesn't know, you know, where to go to get married, well, you just may be able to have your dream race wedding at your favorite racetrack. And if you do it at a Sprint Cup track, if you have a favorite driver in one of the top three series or ARCA or whatever, you know, you give it enough notice, maybe you can even have your favorite driver there too. Hey, why not there? It's not like they're not in the area, right? Anyway, just give the track a call and set it up and send me an invite, damn it. All right. My dedicated fan and the stand reporter of this program, it's going really, really well. Bob and Lori Kroger were my eyes and ears at Iowa Speedway, and they did an excellent job. You can see all the pictures and the fun that they had by going to my website, infiljen.com, scrolling down to their picture on the right-hand side of the screen, which is the dedicated fan and the stand reporter box. Click on it, check it out. They got some really good shots of all the action that took place all weekend long. And if you would like to be one of my future dedicated fan of the stand reporters at an upcoming NASCAR race this year, connect with me and tell me which race you're planning on going to and give me some reasons why I should pick you. And, hey, maybe I will. If I do, I'll send you some garage passes and I'll send you to the track on a mission. As you see, you'll be helping me and a lot of other race fans stay updated all weekend long while you have a great time at the track. So it's time for me to give a shout-out to my sponsor, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals and businesses manage their finances to help them not only grow their businesses, but improve their quality of life as well. They've been a huge supporter of this Race Fans Rock radio show, InfieldGen.com, and a strong supporter of Brian Keselowski Motorsports. And a huge supporter of RaceFansRock.com, my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, have helped thousands of their clients achieve the lifestyle that they've always wanted, and they've provided them with the peace of mind and the kind of financial stability that they were looking for. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, will help you live the good life, too. So for more information and to schedule your consultation, visit www.highlandwealthny.com today. That's highlandwealthny.com. And if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, or in any of the surrounding areas, and your house looks like a bomb went off in it, don't worry about it. Just call Tate's Cleaning Services, and they will get your home or office back in tip-top shape and smelling great in no time at all. There's absolutely no job that they can't handle. It's not too big, too small, or too gross. Trust me. I'm talking from experience here. I tell you this every week. I got 3 basset hounds, and things can get pretty dirty and stinky pretty quickly. My hound dogs, they only look low maintenance. They are not low maintenance dogs. They shed like crazy. Tate's Cleaning Services is great. They are fully licensed and insured. They love dogs, and they can clean residential homes and commercial buildings and offices. You can find them on Facebook, / Tate's Cleaning Services. That's T-A-T-E-S, Cleaning Services. Or email them at NorthCarolinaMade@gmail.com. Or you can even give them a call at 763-269-1919. Make sure you tell them Infield Gen sent you. You might get a discount. But, hey, they're the best, and you will not be disappointed with their results. Now it's time to talk about RaceFansRock.com. It's my social community. It's dedicated to racing and everyone in it, and that means you. It's designed for race fans, drivers, teams, members of NASCAR, ARCA, and all the media members. It's a place for you guys to all come together and interact in one amazing social community dedicated to racing. You can join right now for free. It's very user-friendly, and it's familiar because we've combined the best features of popular social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and we put it all into one social site. It's all switched in there. I post cool and informative information all week long. We give away prizes for certain kinds of interactions, and we got a lot more fun stuff on the way. It's really, really easy to stay connected to social media like Facebook and Twitter because, we've integrated them right into RaceFansRock.com. You can post directly to Facebook and Twitter when you post to RaceFansRock. Plus, we took it one step further with the complete Twitter integration. When you connect your Twitter account to RaceFansRock, you will see your entire Twitter feed on RaceFansRock, and you can tweet favorite, quote, do it all from RaceFansRock, and it'll post everything to Twitter from RaceFansRock. Pretty cool, huh? We are currently at 245 members as of today, and it's growing pretty quickly. I want to welcome our newest members who just signed up. We have John Moose. Hey, John. We have the Street Legal Stock Car Tribute page. Awesome. Thomas Blackstone, Phil Ahrens, and Diane Collip. Thanks for joining, everyone. We launched this site on April 6th this year, and I checked the stats out just before the show, like I do all the time. And we are well over 157,000 page views and interactions since our launch date. So that tells me one thing. When our members sign into RaceFansRock.com, they stay on RaceFansRock.com, and that's super cool. This is exactly what I wanted RaceFansRock.com to be all about. One site that race fans and the racing community will love to spend their time, and, it gives them everything that they want, all on one race-related social site. So, my favorite feature on RaceFansRock is the live chat room, and I have them set up for every driver in the top three series and then some. I even have my own InfoGen social sofa chat room, which, I use it during the races, when the races are going on and I'm in front of a TV watching it with everyone else, at home. The conversations in the chat room, they're just fun, We talk about what's going on in the races in real time, and, when things happen on the track, we're talking about it right away in the chat room. And then, when the race is having some really good green flag runs, and, we can get a little off topic and we could talk about, where everyone's from and what they do. And, it's just really good, fun conversation. I've gotten away from posting the lap-by-lap results on Facebook and Twitter because, it just takes too long. You post it, they got to read it, then they got to think about what to say in response. Then, you have to refresh your page to see what they said. And if they said anything, it just takes too long. It's ridiculous. By the time you do all that, you're 10 laps behind talking about, essentially old news. So from now on, I'm in my live chat room during the races, and that's what I want to do for every race from now on. And, you're all invited. So we are updating the site. Actually, we're actually updating the chat room, so that's going to be the new update that we do hopefully this week. But once that update happens, we will be able to post pictures in the chat rooms, and, the conversation history will be saved as well. If you join the chat room, you'll instantly see what was said, and you'll be able to jump right into that conversation. So that's going to be a cool upgrade. Now, when you join any of the other driver chat rooms, you can instantly connect with other fans that like the same drivers as you do. And, you never know. That driver will, might pop in there one day and chat with you live. If a driver does join, he or she is verified. So, you'll know that you're not talking to an imposter. We have really strict guidelines on RaceFansRock, and, if you're not there talking about racing, you'll get a warning about, we don't accept soliciting, or, it's not a dating site, so, that kind of crap won't be tolerated on there either. Anyone can report any kind of negative behavior, and, it'll all be checked out, and it'll be dealt with very quickly. So if you haven't joined Race Fans Rock already, you know, go ahead and do it now. Like I said, it's easy, it's free, and, you know, it's safe. So you will enjoy it. All right, moving on. So if you've been thinking about getting your feet wet in the motorsports industry, a good way to go about it is, you know, become a team sponsor. You want to meet your favorite driver? Call him or her up and tell him you want to give him some money and watch how quickly you get to meet them. No, seriously. But becoming a sponsor is a great way to get yourself directly involved. And you can easily get on board as a sponsor with Brian Keselowski Motorsports. I've made it pretty simple to do it. So we definitely like to do some more ARCA racing this year. And, you know, we have Salem Speedway coming up on September 19th. And, you know, we're looking for some good people to partner with for that race, you know. If you do sign up with us, you know, in addition to just having your decal on our race car or a patch on Brian's uniform, we're offering really attractive packages. And that includes representation socially on both BrianKeselowski.com, InfieldGen.com, the extensive social media awareness include Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, I love Periscope, YouTube, and more, you know, as well as live commercials right here on this show. We can even include some VIP experience passes to the ARCA race and or to a NASCAR Sprint Cup race of our sponsor's choice. And, hey, I got my InfieldGen, you know, fire suit right now, so I got some space on there. I could stick something on that, too. we may even be able to include some VIP experience passes to the ARCA race and or to a NASCAR Sprint Cup race of our sponsor's choice, you know. So, you know, we always try to do more for our sponsors and to make it like a really successful partnership so that it works for our sponsors and they get a good return, you know, for their investment. But working with a team really is a great opportunity for you to get the word out about your business, your brand, your product, you know, and you'll get it in front of a loyal audience. So even if you want to make an announcement like, you know, happy birthday, happy anniversary, you know, will you marry me, you know, and if you want to use our car and our team as a unique way for you to do that, just let me know and I'll make it happen for you. Just connect with me by email at infieldgen@gmail.com. So we have a lot of programs that get fans involved, which helps us raise the funds we need to go racing. But I got to tell you, my InfieldGen fan sponsorship program, that's really helping us out. You know, it's really doing it. My InfieldGen fan sponsorship program allows us to connect with race fans. It allows them to have the access to the NASCAR races that they're dying to go to. You know, and it gives them a chance to meet all their favorite drivers while they help out our team. I started the program at the beginning of the year, and it really has caught on. I turn race fans into sponsors practically every single day. And I can do that for you, too. I bet you did not know that for as little as $100, you could be considered a team sponsor. Yeah, I said $100. So based on the different packages I'm offering, you know, our sponsors will receive a VIP pass or a few of them to a NASCAR Sprint Cup race of their choice for any of the races during the 2015 season or what's left of them. But for more information, go to infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. I got it all written out and I've posted a list of commonly asked questions. So you'll have all the information that you'll need right there to make that decision. Once you do, just contact me and let me know when I'll be turning you into a team sponsor too. That's infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. So go check it out, and I'm telling you, you never knew how easy it was to do this and get involved. I can customize packages as well. So if you want to see a logo of yours on a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series car, even if it's not Brian Keselowski's number 92 Sprint car on track, I can still make it happen for you. I know a lot of people. I can make it happen. Go check it out, and I'll hook you up. All right, so now that the NASCAR Sprint Cup and Camping World Truck teams have tackled the Tricky Triangle and the Xfinity Series teams have returned from Iowa Speedway, so much corn out there, ridiculous amount of corn. Anyway, the next track on the agenda this week is the road course at Watkins Glen International, Cool Beans. Well, at least for the NASCAR Sprint Cup and Xfinity teams, the Camping World Truck Series, they got the weekend off, so they'll probably all be on the golf course. All right, it's time to find out who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what this weekend. Starting with the NASCAR Xfinity Series, there are 40 cars on the entry list for Saturday's Zippo 200 at Watkins Glen International. We have Michael Self in the 00 for Johnny Davis Motorsports. He's actually replacing Harris Rhodes this weekend. It's a road course thing, you know. Joey Logano will be in the number 12 for Team Penske. Brad Keselowski will drive the number 22, also for Team Penske. Kevin O'Connell will be in the 15 for Rick Ware. Kenny Hubbell will drive the number 20 for Joe Gibbs Racing. Hey, a quick and funny story about Kenny. a few years ago, back in 2012, I worked at Lake Racing Electronics for like a month, right? Anyway, I got to make his ear mold. So I got to stick a ton of gooey crap in his ears. And I was really nervous that I was going to hurt him. But thankfully I didn't, you know, and it worked out with both ears, you know, his ears. He walked out of there with his ears were still working, so that's good. And he got some earbuds that I made, but hey, maybe it might even be the same ones that he's going to use this weekend. Who knows? Anyway, back to the countdown. Tommy Drizzy will be in the number 26 for JGL. Boris Said will be in the number 54 for Joe Gibbs Racing. Bobby Ruse will be in the number 74 for Mike Harmon, and I really need to ask him how he said his last name because I hate saying people's last names wrong. Really, it's like a pet peeve. That grinds my gears. How's that? Anyway, Peyton Sellers will return to the number 97. And the NASCAR Xfinity Series Zippo 200 is set to start on Saturday, August 8th at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on NBCSN. All right, moving on to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The entry list for the Cheez-It 355 at the Glen shows 44 teams and drivers on the list for only 43 spots, which means someone will be packing it up and going home after qualifying. We got Boris Said for Go Green Racing in the number 32. Alex Kennedy in the number 33 for Circle Sport Racing. Chris Buescher will be in the number 34 for Front Row Motorsports. TJ Bell will be in the number 62 for Brendan Gaughan. Michael McDowell will be in the number 95, and Timmy Hill will be in the number 98. Now, drivers who need to be in the top 36 in speed and have no provisionals available to them, which means that they are the lowest in the owner's points, would be TJ Bell in the number 62. The driver who would miss the race if qualifying is canceled due to, you know, the least amount of race attempts would be, you know, the 95 of McDowell. Now, the Cheez-It 355 at Watkins Glen International is set to start on Sunday, August 9th at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and it will be aired on NBCSN. As for the ARCA Racing Series, there are 23 entries on the list so far for the Federated Auto Parts 200 at Berlin Raceway in Michigan, not Germany. The race is set to start on Saturday, August 8th, with the green flag dropping at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time. Sadly, this race is not going to be televised on TV, but be sure to go to www.arcaracing.com for live timing and scoring, plus an audio call with ARCA announcers Charles Kroll and Tim Clagg. Cool guys. I'll be at the track with bells on this weekend, cheering on my better half in his number 29 car, and I'll do my best to post updates and pictures from my perspective all weekend long. This is a one-day show, as we were talking earlier. And it's, you know, we're leaving North Carolina on Friday morning to make it all the way up to our awesome hotel Friday night. We're staying at a real swanky place called the Riverfront Hotel. And, you know, really from the looks of it, we're going to enjoy our time there. It also helps that they came on board as a sponsor this weekend. And, you know, the owners and managers of the hotel will be in the grandstands cheering Brian on too. So this is going to be a fun weekend and we are really, really looking forward to it. Now, if you're not at the track this weekend and you're not able to catch the action, that's okay. You just grab a seat with me on my social sofa in my very own live social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. And you can keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long. I love fulfilling those requests, so keep them coming in. Find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing Infield Jen in the search box and add me as your friend. You can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InfieldJenFanpage and facebook.com/racefansrock. Follow me on Twitter at InfieldJen. And I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Pinterest, Periscope, and more, all as InfieldJen. So just search it. There I am. Add me. Follow me. Request me. Whatever. I'll connect with you. Make sure to visit my website, InfieldJen.com, on a daily basis to check out my latest news, pictures, videos, race results. That includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports. Just about every race. Make sure you check out my new blog post, too. I got cool fan stories, post-race audio interviews straight from the media centers at each and every racetrack. Different teams' press releases get posted up all the time. I post photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters every weekend, you know, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldJen.com. Then don't forget to click over to my merchandise tab and, you know, get yourself some InfieldJen gear. I got some T-shirts and hats and, you know, stuff. Check it out. Well, I'm out of time for tonight's show, and I really want to thank Chris Ford for coming on the show and giving us yet another view of racing through an official's perspective and sharing, you know, his awesome wedding details at Pocono Raceway. I want to thank all the race fans who allowed me to turn them into sponsors this week, and a huge shout-out to Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, for their continued support. Thank you to Tate's Cleaning Services for helping me keep a clean home, and to each and every one of you who tuned in. Thanks a lot. Hope you guys enjoy this weekend's races at Watkins Glen International and Berlin Raceway in Michigan. I'll be taking your requests for pictures and information from any of your favorite ARCA teams and drivers for this weekend. So if you got them, post them to me, and I'll get it done for you. Now, if you're going to go to any of the tracks this weekend, feel free to send me some of your awesome pictures that you take so I can see how much fun you have, and post it up so everyone else can see it too. And it will all be posted up on infieldgen.com under the Fan Central section. Thanks once again for tuning in tonight, and we will get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, have a great week, and I will catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, racefansrock.com. Join today. I will see you there.